prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and this is a live broadcast, 6th January 2025. Welcome to tonight's program. We're glad you're with us, and I do mean that. I sincerely do. We're going to bring up a very special guest to me. I haven't had this Dr. Judy on for quite a while. We're going to discuss some things with her. She's one of my favorite people in the whole world. She's always just a sweetheart to talk to. We're going to discuss some things that y'all might want to know about. Before I do that, though, I'll make a please, if you don't mind, call prayer request. Mary in Idaho is having severe back problems. She asked for prayer for the prayer warrior, so please keep it in mind if you don't mind. Also, a friend of ours in California named Tyler has got pneumonia. He needs prayers also, please. And if you don't mind, continue our prayer for our grandson, Dylan. Ryan's doing pretty well. Actually, he's healing up fine. Dylan is still in a very, very serious condition with third-degree burns over 50% of his body. They did put some skin grafts on his arm, his right arm and right hand. Going to try to do the left-hand arm tomorrow. His back and chest are totally, well, they were just about burned gone. So they're he's fighting the infection continually, has to get him blood all the time. Today he was nauseous and burning up, I guess you could say. He wasn't running a fever necessarily, but he was just sweating. So I don't know what's going on with all that, but please keep dealing with your prayers. And if you don't mind, if I ask one more favor about that, please continue sending him some Get Well cards, and Ryan too, if you don't mind. If you don't have the address, you can call the office tomorrow and ask Faith. She'll have it. She'll be answering. Again, Faith does not answer the phone all the time. If she missed your call, she'll call you back, folks. We could not afford to keep a full-time person answering the phone. I'm sorry about that. We just couldn't do it. But Faith will be calling you back. If you call and leave a message, she'll call you back. But call tomorrow and get the address to send a card, if you would. A Get Well card or even a humorous card. Yeah, folks, laughter, merry heart work with good luck and medicine. So a laugh is always good. A humorous card to either one of them, both of them. Dylan is spelled D-Y-L-A-N. And Ryan, of course, is R-Y-A-N. But that you can call tomorrow if you call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 to get the address. And if you'd like to place an order tomorrow for anything we offer through the ministry, Strauss products, vitamin, toothpaste, whatever, please do so. We're going to offer these three books this month. Now, these books are vitally important if you're concerned about witnessing the people that are living under a false religion, and I'm going to tell you what they are. Now, it's going to make people mad. I'm sorry if it does. I'm sorry about that. The Catholics, Jehovah's Witnesses, and the Mormons are living in a cult situation. We have a book that gives you answers. If you have a Catholic friend, tells you how to witness to them. We have a little booklet here on about the same thing for Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses. these books answer questions about what they believe, the falsehoods of their beliefs, and how you can show them in writing and show them the truth. If you're interested in that, folks, all three of them are $39.95. You can buy each one of them $12.50 a piece, but if you want all three of them, and I happen to know people who've been involved in all these, $39.95 delivered for all three of these books. Yes, folks, we have to. I can't just give them away. My goodness, we can barely pay the bills now, so I can't give them away. But please, if you have friends who are involved in this or somebody, you're going to meet somebody one day that is, whether you know them now or not, have some answers for them. They're available, all three, Witnessing the Catholics, Jehovah's Witnesses, and Mormons, $39.95, and I hope you take advantage of that. I truly, truly do. It's available. It's all I can do is offer it. I can't do anything more than that. And just a point of interest, by the way, I guess you probably heard today that Justin Trudeau is stepping down as Prime Minister of Canada. I think it's kind of strange. I don't know what the reason behind it is for his speedy departure. He wasn't talking about it a month ago, but he met with Trump a couple weeks ago. Trump mentioned tariffs, and I don't know whether anything. But Trudeau is stepping down. God bless Canada. That's a relief for a lot of them, I'm sure it is. But nonetheless, he's stepping down. We'll find more about that later on. Now we're going to go to our guest, Dr. Judy Mikovits, or Mikovits. I guess it depends how you want to pronounce it. She's been on this program several times in the past and always a stupendous guest, full information, and courage to stand up and tell the truth. You don't find that in many men today. That's true. But this is a lady that's got more backbone than most men I know. And she's not afraid to expose what's going on behind the scenes. And being from the field she's in and the knowledge she's had in the past she studied, she knows what she's talking about. So don't poo-poo her information. If you do so at your own peril. Dr. Judy, you there?
Yes, I am, Pastor Butch. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sweetheart. It's good to have you. And before we get into the program tonight, we always have new listeners coming on board. Tell the folks who you are and give them a little bit of a bio, where you come from and what you study.
I'm basically born and raised in born in Flint, Michigan, but raised in the Washington, D.C. area since 1968. Went to the University of Virginia and studied natural products chemistry and natural products biology. Graduated in 1980. Got a job right out of college at the National Cancer Institute at Fort Detrick in Frederick, Maryland, as a fermentation chemist, which basically means I did fermentation chemistry and made a lot of different immune therapies, biological response modifiers, how we can use nutrition and nature, to heal at the time, AIDS and cancer, of course. I did that for about 8 years before I went back and got a PhD, because, of course, you couldn't publish papers or do anything. So I was I got a PhD from George Washington University in biochemistry and molecular biology. So when I'm so old that in 1976 the University of Virginia didn't have a Bachelor of Science program in biochemistry, so I had to take chemistry with a specialization in biology. But 10 years later or 8 years later, George Washington had a beautiful degree program in combination of molecular biology at the molecule, at a charge, at an electron, proton, or neutron, and how that changes your biological response, the energy therapy. So that was my work, my PhD thesis. Changed AIDS from a death sentence to something most people in America don't even know about, the corruption that was HIV that never caused AIDS. But now, of course, we're living the exact same thing. They just call it COVID. I worked in industry at every level. I developed, I own the patents for detection and botanical compositions to cure not only AIDS, many cancers, and COVID, but just from that background, I've done it at every level in university and industry. Kind of got arrested for all of that, J6 style, in 2011 on November 18th, that basically I would not renounce the truth. And so they brought the full weight of the satanic government cult called Scientism under not just Fauci, but your corrupt cancer institute, your institutes, your EPA, your FDA, your CDC. They're all corrupt, as we now know. I wrote three books, the first called Plague, where the diseases we never heard of that are exploding, the chronic diseases, we explain them in detail. That was my legal defense, the proof of everything I've ever said, and not one word of that has ever been refuted. And Plague of Corruption is the book I started writing while that book, Plague, was still in press, and I met Brian Hooker. Brian Hooker is the scientist, right now the chief scientific officer of Children's Health Defense, but at the time he got the confession from William Thompson's CDC, the confession after more than 20 years that, in fact, you know, MMR given to African-American boys before the age of 3 years old were 2 to 4-fold, log-fold, more likely to develop neurological diseases and cancers, you know, and that, of course, is where we are now, because COVID is, you know, 4 decades of premeditated murder to cover up exactly which populations, Christians also as well, that we were experimenting on. So our last book is called Ending Plague. I call it our latest book, I should say, which published in 2021, most heavily censored book of all time. And Plague, Ending Plague, is the subtitle, is a scholar's obligation in an age of corruption. And I'm a scholar, and my obligation is not only to produce the knowledge, but to communicate it at all costs. And that's what I endeavor to do.
Wow. What a bio. My goodness, sweetheart. You make me feel like a mental midget. Bless your heart. That's phenomenal.
Well, it's only God.
Hey, man.
It's only
but
Jesus.
I guess this question. You said that the COVID was another AIDS scare. And I remember AIDS back in, I guess, in the 80s when it really started hitting around and scaring people in the early 90s. So you say that's just one of them. Can you name other times? I know that now that the 1918 flu was another scare. I know it started way back then, but what is the so-called Spanish flu? So how many more can you name off the top of your head that we've been through already that scared people back into the cages?
Well, and they aren't scared. They're real bioweapons. They're, real scenarios where they took a situation, and on the military in World War One, you mentioned the Spanish flu. It was not the flu, and it had nothing to do with Spain other than they fought it. And the book on that is called The Great Influenza by John M. Barry. So they're very real murder campaigns by literally terrorists. And so I can name, starting with the Spanish flu, smallpox and
polio.
Polio, absolutely, 1934, polio, Zika, Ebola, let's see, H1N1, you know, bird flu in 2009, bird flu, monkeypox. I mean, because again, we're talking about, you know, animal viruses that are contaminants and components of vaccines that are injected and deadly components, aluminums, chemical, you name it, in every single shot. And since 1986, when all liability was removed from pharma and MDs, medical deities, you know, when all liability was removed from pharma, it was placed squarely on the shoulders of Health and Human Services of the United States federal government to make sure vaccines, everything added to the quote-unquote schedule, were safe and effective. And, of course, now we know none were. So COVID had nothing to do with SARS-CoV-2 because SARS-CoV-2 is part HIV, part XMRV, which is a mouse family of viruses, and part SARS, meaning it's aerosolized, and you can catch it through the air. You know, it spreads. You don't catch it. You know, you don't get it from another person. You've injected it, and then you've created AIDS. You've created an acquired immune deficiency, an acquired immune disease. They're not genetic. Your God did not make oncogenes, did not make cancer-causing genes, and we genetically modified our food. GMO is not of nature. GMO is not God. GMO is not organic. Organic is everything with carbon in it, but I don't drink wood alcohol. And I was taught that when my ancestors did distillation. and I don't eat trees. So again, every level of our government and our life, we've been lied to. And so yes, these scares. It's not a scare. It's a very real pandemic where we took away our freedom with each. So at 911, oh, we just kill 3,000 Americans the way they did on October 7th of 2000 in Israel. You just killed 3,000 innocent people and then tacked on a little anthrax where you shipped it through the post office and then tacked on to we'll keep you safe if you give up your freedoms. There's no such thing as public health in the United States of America. We're one nation under God, and we don't have to sacrifice the most vulnerable, which were the African Americans, because they made them the most vulnerable, the poor, the people that had to wear the deadly mask. The deadly masks are deadly, deadly. You know, the PCR test is rape. You don't stick something in a Q-tip in the meninges of your brain. And the PCR had nothing to do with anything other than a way to destroy our freedoms. And, of course, we all know what happened when they mandated the shots. The shots killed more millennials than the entire Vietnam War. That's 25 to 44. Those aren't my words. That's Ed Dowd, and the book is called Cause Unknown. Well, we know the cause. And when they try to move, you know, turn the page and pretend like they just didn't murder millions of Americans, 17 million people worldwide, and blame it on a bioweapon. The bioweapon was there, but that wasn't what murdered the people. The people were murdered by the mandate.
Wow. Wow. I mean, wow. What a powerful statement. And so far, I haven't seen any of the, of the guilty parties being punished yet for the deception, including Fauci and including Trump, by the way. I haven't seen any of them punished yet for what they've done. I don't know whether they will
to talk about Trump. Because that was absolutely, Trump did not do anything other than be lied to by Fauci. No different than Ronald Reagan in 1986 when all liability was removed from anything they called a vaccine. And when it was removed from pharma and medicine, it was placed on HHS, Health and Human Services. So he was lied to, and Ronald Reagan removed the liability. Ronald Reagan did more damage to this country. He removed the retirement age. Trump, warp speed. Here's warp speed. We the people asked for the shot, and he let you have what you asked for, and that vaccine had more people in the test, 40,000 for those vaccines, and more time, 3 months, than any vaccine since 1986. The maximum was 5 days. So he gave the American people what they asked for. And, you know, and he was lied to by the same criminal who lied to 5 presidents. So what are we saying? Yes, he was an ego. Yeah, I get it. We're told, you know, we have egos and arrogance, and nobody could possibly comprehend the depth and the breadth of this corruption, you know, until a bullet grazed his ear. And all of a sudden, it's like, okay, I hear you now. And so, you know, again, all God is, he himself has said. But again, Trump did nothing wrong. When his problem was, he signed the universal flu vaccine into law. Universal flu vaccine means forever they can put whatever they want and call it COVID shot. Because now they're calling the flu COVID. Now everything's COVID. We've got to stop using the word COVID, because that's just a cover-up of the true cause of infectious disease for more than a century, like you said. But the destruction, the murder of Christians, the murder of all nations, and certain nations before others. And he signed that on September 19th of 2019. Why did your government officials, why don't I just say Jason Chaffetz, the congressman that headed the House Oversight Committee, Bobby Kennedy, me, Del Bigtree, every single scientist, two by two doctors went to their Congress, March 31st and 30th of 2017. And our final meeting was right in front of Jason Chaffetz. And he promised, he saw every piece of data from dozens of doctors from every state. And he promised to do his job and stop it. Well, we all know what he did. He quit and he let them kill those however millions of Americans he killed. He knew this was called COVID, and it never was. Everybody in Congress, in Senate, I hope they hear me, because what did you know and when did you know it? So you better be figuring out which crimes against humanity you're going to be charged with, because Trump knows it right now. And that's why he had Trudeau by the short hairs, because Canada played completely in the conspiracy.
Well, he did. And again, I know what you're saying about Trump, and Reagan was, well, I won't get into all that. That's a little bit political, but I don't trust Trump at all. I'd be better than Biden, perhaps, but I don't trust him at all.
I don't trust anybody but God in the Bible.
Amen. Amen.
But
I agree
we
with that.
We the people have to. We voted for him, both of them, all of them. And we the people have to trust them and pray for them and let them do their job.
Yeah, we need to pray for them, but I did not vote for either one of them, to tell you the truth. I always vote independent. But nonetheless, move on beyond that. With all the knowledge you have now, and you've got a vast knowledge, you're not just talking about COVID. You go back many, many years searching this out. And you've seen the results of all this. I mean, we know polio had cancer vaccine put in. We know all these things now after it happened. We see it now. At least a lot of us do. The masses still don't see it. I'm sorry to say. They just don't understand it yet. But what are you seeing now with the COVID situation? I have known people that have taken the shot, a booster, two couple boosters, and they're continually sick. I don't say they're dying, but they're always sick. They're always weakly. And I know people in my family like that. They're always sickly all the time. What do you see happening there?
They have AIDS. It's called acquired immune deficiency or dysfunction.
And all right, and I want you to repeat that now, folks. Listen, this is very serious. Repeat that again. What do they have?
AIDS. And SARS-CoV-2 is HIV variant. They injected HIV into you, into every single person in every single shot, and every hepatitis B shot, and every flu shot. They're injecting HIV. They always were. Lyme disease is Lyme, Connecticut, and it's a variant of HIV that causes you to go absolutely psychotic crazy. That's who killed those kids at Sandy Hook. A mom and her son, who they called crazy, and they experiment on them. Obama and Fauci, they killed those kids in Sandy Hook. They killed the Sierra Leone Ebola 2016 to cover this up. Oh, let's just have a little distraction. Let's play a little war game in Ukraine, and let's just cover up that your government is murdering.
Of course.
Murdering millions around the globe.
Of course. And, you know, for you to say that an AIDS, of course, obviously is a way to infect people so their immune system cannot fight off anything naturally ever again. And now we know that the turbo cancers, the heart attacks, the blood clots, all that come out of this so-called vaccine. And we're seeing the results of it now more than ever. And in your opinion, go ahead. Go ahead, honey.
Vaccine.
What'd you say?
Don't put the word singular. Not one shot called a vaccine since 1986 was ever tested more than 5 days. Now, that's why I said that about Trump. You know, okay, fine. I don't trust him either, but he tried. We asked for it. He's the president. He had to be the president for all the people. You asked for the shots. I didn't. I was happy with hydroxychloroquine. It worked.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable how we have been duped, sis, for so many years. Longer you and I've been alive. We've been duped for 100 years with all kinds of fear. I mean, 9/11 was another type of mind control movement. We know that. We're seeing now the so-called terrorist attacks taking place now with a pickup truck and a bomb in Las Vegas and all that. And behind that, we could dig out a lot of things there that seem really strange. But this is all fear tactic. And we know it's going to increase,
correct.
But what do you see happening next in the line of control on the people? What's coming next? If maybe health or whatever. What do you see coming?
Oh, I see the American people standing up and saying no more. We fear only God. And we'll stand. We'll stand for our fellow Americans, no matter who they are. We're one nation under God, not government, and we'll stand under God. We won't inject ourselves. We won't buy their fear porn. We won't buy their products. I see we, the people, taking back our God-given sovereignty and our God-given rights to our own body. We don't have to sacrifice. We don't have to sacrifice other individuals in order to calm our fears. Every shot kills someone, always has been true.
Wow.
Fine, you know, no more shots. I see us. I don't see one more terror game, fear plot, bird flu. That's ridiculous. Every flu vaccine's been made in a chicken egg. You think you're going to find a sequence of a chicken in a chicken egg? I think so. Come on, folks. This is stupid.
Well, you know, Ben, what better excuse, though, to slaughter all of our poultry? I mean, turkeys, chickens, and, of course, cattle now, too. What better way to undermine the food supply? Why? That's why eggs are $3.50, $4, $6 a dozen now. And that's why you can no longer find that at reasonable prices. It's another way to undermine the food supply. So they make really a big killing here as far as pharmaceutical companies making billions of dollars off the so-called vaccines, making people sick and killing people, cutting back on the population, cutting back our food supply. We're seeing this is a multifaceted movement, is it not?
The car is clothing the furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demanda Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demanda a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Demanda.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd, that's spelled H-U-R-D, 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E. N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Hey, folks, we are back, and I talked right into the break. I didn't even hear the music playing. Sorry about that. And we're talking to Dr. Judy Mikovich, and the phone lines are open, by the way, this next half hour for your phone calls, comments, and questions at 844-769-2944. We only have one line open tonight because Dr. Judy's on one of them, but obviously we want your phone calls, 844-769-2944. And all I'm going to say, and go back to asking Dr. Judy more questions, is, folks, don't be deceived into taking another jab. I don't care what they promise you. Anything going in your body that's a foreign substance is not what God meant to put in your body. Now, that's just a fact. And if you take a look at what's been in every so-called vaccine ever since they've been invented, I think it would make you very upset that we've been suckered into that and put our children through it also. But Dr. Judy has seen that we've seen a many-faceted program to keep people in fear continually. I mean, it's every direction you turn, another terrorist attack, another calamity, another whatever it is. We're seeing this continually. It keeps people in a state of tension and fear, and that's also part of the plan to keep us controlled, is it not?
Yeah, controlled and divided, I would say. So that
divided,
we're just,
yes, good point.
And paralyzed. We just can't move. And so when I think that's where we want, you know, it's our mind that we're poisoning. You know, it's our mind, it's this soul, you know, Jesus, you've got to focus your mind on what's good, what's noble, what's right. We've got to get into the Word every day and just be with. And this is how, you know, I'm learning myself like everyone else. I, I I was never afraid of them, but that, I'm just crazy. Anyway, you know, it's like, you know, because I was armed with knowledge. And knowledge is power. And I think it's Hosea 4:6. You know, fools despise. Yes. Data is not knowledge. Information is not knowledge. It's taking that information and putting it to the test. Test, test, test. What is real and what is not? What's false? You know, what's a lie? And you can't know that unless you're in the Bible.
No, you can't. You know, you can't. I just, every now and then, I've written a few little books, and I just put another article on newswithviews.com entitled Give Us a King, as to how we got where we are, how ancient Israel got there, and how we got here. And we as people always look, now this is unpleasant to say this, even Christians will look to man for help. They look for the government to fix their problems, take care of this, do that, and other thing. And the Bible said, cursed be the man which is trusting man. But we, as mere mortals, we tend to do that because we can see the man, we can see the immediate benefit. Here's your check, or here's your mess, and whatever. So we put our trust in man when we should be putting our trust in God Almighty only, and let him lead us and guide us these things. But we have a tendency to always look to man for answers, and that's what's causing this mess to start with. Dr. Judy, I'm guilty. My boys grew up. I had three sons. They got the vaccine growing up. I thought it was the right thing to do. No one ever told me differently. Now, after the rearing going, I see it now, and thank God my grandchildren that have babies are not giving the children vaccines at all. And they're catching some flack from some of their family members, but they're not getting the vaccines. So knowledge is power, but you have to apply it, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely, and you can't apply it if you don't know it. You know, many of us only go to church on Sunday, and that's not like not feeding your baby except for once a week. It doesn't work. Yeah, you know,
that's
need teachers.
True.
We need to be there. You know, my pastor Rob McCoy likes to say, you know, the Bible is the only book that reads you, and as you grow and mature each time you read it, you learn more, and you want to spend that time. We're listening to the noise. We're listening to the false prophets, and it's a discipline. We're disciples or not. And so if you claim to be a disciple, then you need to learn the discipline and exercise
You do. Need to learn the discipline, need to know the word, and then live the word, obey the word. And that doesn't mean we're perfect, folks. We're not perfect by no means. I don't know if a perfect individual lives except Jesus Christ. But when you're seeking the truth and try to live the truth, you'd be surprised of faith, you know, how much your faith will grow and how much easier it is for you to move beyond this fear and laugh in the face of the demonic activity around you that's being guided by mankind. It gets you become bold in Christ. And the more you know Christ, the bolder you get. Now, that's all there is to it. Let's talk to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, come on in. Welcome.
Thanks a lot, Pastor Butch and Judy. When it comes to the COVID vaccines and everything, here's what I see. A lot of people were put at financial gunpoint to take the vaccine or they lose their job. And I know a lot of people that have done that. And also, I've known a lot of people that would consider your program totally 100% propaganda, right-wing fringe, garbage. And then you have the guys like myself, the minority, the critical thinkers that know that the COVID vaccine is 100% poison, will not take it under any circumstances, because I have done my research. And what I see happening in my state of Massachusetts, people are fleeing. Those who have money are fleeing and going to the South and Midwest. So in short, you're going to see the critical thinking people packing their bags and running for the hills. The sheep will still stay and get slaughtered, and those who can't are stuck here. What do you think, Judy?
Well, I think you're right. In fact, Massachusetts is one of the most difficult places, and as Pastor Butch and I were talking at the break, he asked me where I live, and I'm in Ventura, California. and many people have left California, but you know, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving our grandchildren. I'm not leaving this beautiful land that God gave us as stewards. So you're right. People are fleeing for the hills, and they were put in financial hardship. And we have to work to make sure that never happens again. But that never happens again if we, the people, don't do it. You know, some of us
It's difficult,
but some of us have to stay.
Well, of course. Well, Judy, let me go on the dark side. I don't think anything is going to happen whatsoever, and I think that America will split into four different countries, like Yugoslavia, and I think it's going to get way worse. There is no light at the end of the tunnel, except for those who run for the hills and go to the South and Midwest. There'll be some light there. My state will be like Romania after World War II, and we will be forced to do whatever the government says, and there'll be martyrs. And that will be it, and we will have foreign soldiers in our nation. Because, you see, China has weakened America through this vaccine. And because of that, China now has the biological warfare advantage over us. There is the Deagle report that talks about America dropping by almost two-thirds. When I get off the line, Dr. Judy, can you talk about the Deagle report and how much you know about it? Because that's very important. Thank you very much, Pastor Butch, and thank you very much, Judy.
Thanks, Colby. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And so you're right. I do know about the Deagle report only in what you just said, but the Deagle report was written with the thought that it wouldn't change this time, that we the people wouldn't stand up. And I think the first thing that we did, we the people, is we kind of all stood, no matter what we did on November 5th, we all stood in unison and made a choice. And now we're insisting in all those choices, whether it be your local communities and things, we said, no, this isn't okay. So I'm a lot more optimistic and hopeful, because I believe that this time we're going to be that city on the hill, that shining light. I do not believe darkness wins. And I'm studying Matthew today and our founding fathers and everything they did. And I'm not willing to give up. And I know we're called by Jesus to stand until he comes, to just keep doing our purpose. And I'll do that no matter what. I won't do anything any different no matter what happens tomorrow. I will keep teaching and learning and speaking the truth the best I can in love.
Amen. We and I've been on the radio this coming March. My goodness, getting close. 32 years, Dr. Judy. And I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I can't give up. I'm not doing this for me. I'm never taking any money out of this ministry. It's always went back to pay the ministry bills. So this is not about me or not about you. It's about glorifying our Father in heaven. And we know that. And that's where we have to stand, no matter what the cost. This is something that we have to do, and we have to do it and for his glory, period. So, folks, phone lines open, 844-769-2944. But, Dr. Judy, you are certainly well-trained in what we're talking about tonight. You know what you're talking about. Do you see further diseases and sickness coming out of this vaccine in the near future? I've heard some doctors that I do put some faith in saying that we're going to see a lot more deaths because of the COVID vaccine and what they've done to the people's bodies. But in your professional opinion, what do you see?
Well, I see what you said a minute earlier is, please don't take another shot. If everybody could not shoot right. themselves, whether it be with Ozempic or anything else, please don't shoot yourself, because the problem is injecting into the blood of Jesus. That was never to be done. And so what I see is, if we can immunize, which is very different than vaccinate, and we can do that with oral, nasal, and mucosal strategies, I see that we can truly heal. So the first step that every single person in our earshot can do is never get another shot. Turn back and just... Here's how easy it is. We're called to be in the world, but not of the world. So that means don't bury your head in the sand. And that means to watch, but don't, you know, don't behave. So the easiest way of saying Christ, Antichrist, how do we discern if it's of God? If the TV set tells you to do it, how do you repent? And what does repent mean? 2 Chronicles 7:14. What does repent mean? It means turn 180 degrees. Do the exact opposite. So I'm in the world. I don't bury myself in the sand. I don't turn off the TV. I talk to everybody who wants to talk to me. And what I do, as you know, and what I do is... I watch the TV at night, and if I see it on a commercial, I'll even test the commercial. I'll even look at them and everything, and I'll weigh it. Christ, Antichrist, very simple. If it isn't censored, as we were a few weeks ago, why we didn't go into the break, if it's not censored, if it's not buried, if it's not lied about, then it's not, you know... It's Christ is the censored, you know. If they're all over the TV screen, here's your next savior. I follow nobody but Jesus Christ. You know, who do we follow on Facebook? Get off of Facebook. It's satanic. You know, again, what are we watching? What are we exposing? What kind of garbage and fear, porn, it's porn, are we exposing our mind to? And then we have to make one simple decision. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not injecting another thing in my body. And then I'm not ingesting anything genetically modified, because not only have humans been vaccinated, poisoned, so have our animals, so have our plants, our food supplies,
true,
not
very true.
Food. And that's why they're trying to take out the birds and the cows. We need eggs, and we need meat, and we need cows, and we need ruminants. And we don't even know what ruminants are. So we need to go back to farming and animal husbandry and just what the pilgrims brought to the United States, what our founding fathers did, both in Boston as the last caller, in Massachusetts, John Adams, And my favorite of the founding fathers, my mentor at the University of Virginia, Thomas Jefferson. And so, you know, it's very interesting when we study our history, when we study our Constitution, when we know who we are and whose we are, that's when we will heal our land.
Well, you know, government, and I say government, I'm talking about any power that wants to gain more power. That's the way it always had been since the Garden of Eden. Somebody wants to rule for somebody else. But in order to gain power, they know no limits as far as how to deceive the people, how to frighten the people into obeying. They're not ashamed. They had no conscience. Their conscience had become seared. That's why they crucified Christ. Their conscience had become seared. That's why we see what's happening today. And I'm interviewing a pastor tomorrow night on the program from Canada who's still fighting up there to try to get himself out of prison, so to speak, stay out of prison before he stand against drag queens.
Is that
queens.
My buddy,
I mean,
Art?
So, pardon?
Is that my buddy, Art?
No, Art. I had Art a couple weeks ago. Art's already out and know very well. This is a guy named Derek Reamer, Pastor Derek Reamer. With you joining tomorrow night.
Oh, cool.
By the way, Art and I, Pastor Art and I, will be speaking in Wisconsin on the April 4th and 5th. We'll be out there at a conference in Wisconsin, and Pastor Art Arthur will be there. So I'll get to meet him face to face. Finally, after being on the radio with me several times, we'll get to meet him face to face. Looking forward to that very much. But we'll be there together speaking in Wisconsin, like I said. But these are we see that. The powers that want to control us are satanic. We know that. And that's why Christ got in trouble. He taught the people, don't be under the rule of men, stand for God and God only. And it cost the disciples their lives. It cost millions their lives in sin. Dr. Julia, the only true freedom is when you're free from fear. If you're walking in fear, you're not free. You're not at peace. You don't have no joy. And if you're walking in fear, you're not walking in Christ. I mean, how else to put that?
No other way to put that. And I'm never in fear. And I'm usually, I love walking in Christ because God has a sense of humor, I like to say. But God the Father, when we follow, we do things like, who are you following? Do you follow? You don't follow me. You don't follow anybody else. You follow Christ. And when you do that, then it's like, oh, okay, I'll stop telling Felonious, Fauci, and Pharma what they can do to themselves. I'll clean up my language a little bit, and I don't, I'm not righteous in that anger. There's no none righteous except Jesus Christ. When you learn this, then you're like, okay, I'm sorry. Please forgive me, and I'm not going to do it again. I'm going to learn to do better, and yeah. Follow Christ. It's fun.
Amen.
When you do it, as you.
It's just that simple. And your job that you're doing right now that I've been trying to do for 32 years on the radio and behind the pulpits and doing different things, writing different articles and writing books, is trying to warn the people what the Word of God says and how to walk in victory in Christ. Now, that doesn't mean, Dr. Judy, that will be liked on earth. I mean, they hated our Savior. You've gotten in trouble for standing for the truth, obviously, and you're probably going to face more of it, and so am I. So we have to understand our duty is. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm laughing and saying, yeah, we face a little bit of persecution. We're told that. That's Matthew. We're in Matthew at Godspeak Church right now, just reading about repenting and reading about John the Baptist. I think Joan of Arc, who people have compared me to, including, John Coffin in Boston at Tufts University. Yeah, they're going to burn me at the stake. It's not fun, but yeah, it's that simple. It's not fun, but we'll never renounce our God. I'll never do it.
Well, we can't, and it's not because we're such brave people. It's not because, folks, we're such powerful people. It's called faith in Christ, and faith in Him alone. No, I don't enjoy what I see happening. I don't always enjoy how people sometimes want to treat me and talk about me. But that's beside the point. They crucified my Savior. Why should I expect anything less than that? Why should I be someone special that never gets in kind of trouble? I'm just a mere mortal like everybody else, Dr. Judy. I'm nobody special. But what you're doing now, what you have been doing for years, is trying to warn the people of what's coming and stay out of these traps that Satan set for us. And you have been harassed and somewhat tormented, I guess you could say, by my man and what he's trying to do to scare you back into the cage. But you haven't given in to it. And I have to tell you, I admire you for that. That does take courage.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Butch. They murdered my husband and my daughter-in-law and bankrupted us three times. But God knew that.
Amen.
And God alone will avenge that.
Well, I know that's true. And I know people say, well, when? I have the question, when's he going to do that? Folks, that's none of our business. We're not in charge of that part. Faithful to the end. Those
right.
Endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Faithful to the end. Walk in Christ. That doesn't mean that you sometimes won't fear for the flesh or that you're going to enjoy what you're going through. I didn't say that. That is probably not the truth. You're going to have problems, but maybe you don't want to face. We all do. To walk in Christ doesn't mean that you walk perfectly. It means that you walk in Christ. You seek His face and seek His will. And by the grace of God, we read the last chapter. We win. And that's the whole thing's all about. Dr. G, how can people let's take one quick phone call. Let's speak to Jan and I, but Jan, you got about 45 seconds. Go ahead.
I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Operation Sea Spray from the 1950s, where the Navy sprayed bacteria off the coast of San Francisco into San Francisco so that the people of San Francisco would get about 5,000 units per person of anthrax. It was an experiment. It was supposed to not be deadly. It was supposed to be a non-deadly spray. But there is information out there, but that is what this fog is. The type of bacteria they're spraying will turn red in moisture. It creates its own fog. So probability that they are spraying a bacteria into the air.
The answer is you're absolutely correct that they've never stopped. I have. You're absolutely correct. And they've never stopped. They're spraying them in each speck of the way. You're absolutely correct. Yes.
Okay. Good call, Jan. And a good point. I read that, but I never thought of it.
Stay out of the fog.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen.
Stay
good
out
luck
of the
on
fog.
That one. Well, thank you, Jan, for the information. I appreciate that. Dr. Judy, very quickly, we got about a minute and a half. What do you want to add to that? Explain that very quickly, what we just learned.
Well, you see, when the fog settles, if you here, I live in the fog in Ventura. So the heavy metals and what's bound to this aluminum, they admitted at Stanford they spread chlamydia through, this was 2014, they're laughing about it as people get all these various infections. So yes, the fog, and then they call it brain fog. So this fog hit everybody, this blanket of fog recently, and it's the moisture, and it is deadly. We can protect our skin. It's easy. Some ozonated oils on the skin and things. We can also use clothing made of plated silver. We have it on our website, true47.com. There, we've provided the solutions at The Real Dr. Judy for the various things coming up, but she's absolutely right. But we don't fear it. We don't spread the fear. We just show that no weapon formed against us will win. Yes, some of us will get sick, but we the God-fearing people, can help them get well.
All right. Before we go off here, how can people contact you as far as email or website very quickly?
The website is therealdrjudy.com. therealdrjudy.com, and the contact is all right there. On X, I'm at Dr. Judy A. Mikovits with an S. We do a book club every Wednesday night. We answer, and you'll find us there. We have a free newsletter at therealdrjudy.com every Wednesday. The X space is Wednesday night, 5 o'clock Pacific. We talk.
All right. Dr. Judy Mikovits, thank you so much, sweetheart. Thanks for being out there doing what you're doing, and thanks for being faithful, and thanks for joining Old Hillbilly one more time on the radio.
Thank you, Pastor Bush. I look forward to talking more often.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, sis. Take care. All right, folks. So we did the best we could to get the truth through you tonight. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Pastor Derek Reamer join us. And Wednesday night, Dr. Molly James come back on to give an update on what's going on in North Carolina. We're going to take donations from North Carolina up until Thursday. Thursday, we send the money in. After that, the donation from North Carolina will end. So help us if you can. We love you. The grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.